Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by ACT, whose upcoming season includes Tom Stoppard, Stephen Sondheim, and the grand opening of the all-new Strand Theater in downtown San Francisco. Information at act-sf/join.
I just returned from my home state of Tennessee, where I encountered a couple of fierce snapping turtles along the Wolf River in Memphis. There are 16 species of turtles in Tennessee, but here in the immense state of California, we only have two representatives of this ancient lineage of reptiles. Our designated state reptile, the desert tortoise, is of course confined to the arid regions of Southern California, but the rest of the state only has the western pond turtle. That's it. One indigenous species. In fact, this is the only freshwater turtle native to the entire Pacific coast, from British Columbia to northern Baja. Why only one species in this biologically rich province of ours? One word, water, or more properly, the lack of it. Because in spite of the name, these turtles are rarely found in ponds, which are mostly a man-made phenomenon here anyway. Originally, they were found in marshes, streams, rivers, and lakes, where good basking sites like logs or boulders let them conserve energy. And since roughly 90% of all California wetlands have been lost, it's not surprising that western pond turtle numbers have plummeted since first being described by a Russian biologist visiting Fort Ross in 1841. The gold rush didn't help either. Tens of thousands were eaten for their meat in the stampede to get rich. But one modern practice has also been unkind to this species: the release of pet turtles into the wild, particularly a native of the southern states and northern Mexico, the red-eared slider. It's the pet turtle of the pet trade, and it's listed by conservationists as one of the most invasive species in the world. It's aggressive, competes directly with our native pond turtles, and can transmit diseases to them. Turtles have been around since before the dinosaurs, and they made it through that catastrophic meteor impact 65 million years ago. But it remains to be seen whether they can survive mankind. This is Michael Ellis with A Perspective.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.